News starts right now.
Public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I am a parent to two children who go to Bennett Russell Elementary School, and our area has been overdeveloped and the roads to get to our school are just chaotic. So you cannot get in and out of our school. I walk my children, so I don't know exactly when traffic starts building up in the morning, but at least you can't leave my neighborhood without being stuck in traffic until 8:45. So I would assume traffic, with how it builds up for in the morning or in the afternoon, it starts at 1 p.m. and doesn't get done until 3:45. And then right at 3:45 is when the King Arthur traffic starts. So our way on Excalibur Way, which you're seeing in some of the photos, are starting to get clear, but then the Excalibur or the King Arthur traffic starts coming in our entire neighborhood. You can't get in and out.
You know, this is really an interesting conversation, because there were actually two different people who showed up at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting on Monday to talk about two different issues involving these schools. Now, she's talking about Bennett Russell, but also Avalon Middle, which is, you know, right there as well. And you remember the stuff that David Wayne had been playing of the parent who showed up and was very upset, feeling that the school there was not taking care of his kids, keeping them safe, that they had an attempted suicide on the campus, and that, you know, his kids had gotten into fights and people getting stabbed with pencils. I mean, just like a lot of really dramatic concerns. And, you know, if you're a parent, what do? If you feel like the schools are not being responsive, you go to the county commission, because what else can you do? I mean, I can imagine the frustration he's feeling. This is a different issue, but it's the same schools. Although she's talking about Bennett Russell, they're right next to each other. And in that neighborhood, in case you don't know it, if you're going north on Avalon and you see right there at Cyanamid Road, you've got the Circle K. Okay, that's the road. And if you know this area, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't know this area, you might be unfamiliar with it. But, you know, Cyanamid Road then goes west, and you have to the south of there, you have all of a sudden like hundreds of homes. I mean, you have hundreds of homes.
Oh, yeah.
In that
I remember
vicinity.
When they were constructing those, yeah.
And, you know, look, the traffic problems related to a school aren't really problems if there aren't homes around, because all of a sudden cars can stack up and it's not a big deal. But when there's homes around, and of course people want to live by schools, that's a very nice amenity for you if you have a school that, you know, you can, your kids can walk to. That's a very nice thing. And of course the areas around schools tend to be nicer anyway. So all of that. And what Stephanie Snodgrass says is, look, this is out of control. You got to do something to help. I mean, maybe we need to widen Cyanamid, you know? Maybe we need to pave some of the grass around the vicinity of the school and let that be the stack-up area, because we get, like, almost head-on collisions and people, you know, like, the street becomes basically a one-way street because half of the street is taken up with the cars coming in and out at drop-off and pickup time. I mean, it's a mess. And I know you might not live near this particular school, but you know this problem. If you live anywhere near a school, you know that morning drop-off and evening pickup is like, just don't bother trying to leave. You know, you're stuck in, you know, we live close to a West Florida high school, and like, yeah, and if you don't drive at those times, you can forget. And then one day you make the mistake at 3 o'clock, you're like, oh, what have I done? You know, it's a
right?
mess.
Yeah, I used to pick up Little Moose, and I don't know how people live near schools.
Oh, it's
horrible. Yeah.
It is really, really bad. And you hear Candy talking about the traffic problems around the schools all the time. Okay, so Sam Parker says,
it's the first time I ever had a meeting.
Oh, sorry, this is me. I turned down my volume. Here we go. Yeah.
It's the first time I ever had a meeting in a school. It was about SS-Dixon, if I'm not wrong. They're on 90. Somewhere in my pack rat box of stuff that I keep, I've still got the newspaper article where the quote that came out of that meeting was Stephen Furman saying the easiest way to alleviate this is to put kids back on the school bus. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first note, if you only have one box, you're not a pack rat, Sam.
amateur.
Right.
Just kidding. Boxer.
So, okay. But no, what he's saying is, you know, the reason that you have these problems is because people aren't riding the school bus. And he's right. But I am sure, as he well said many times during the meeting, nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that. School bus is the mass transit for schools to solve the problem of otherwise gridlock created by 300 or 400 cars descending on the neighborhood around a school all of a sudden, right? And maybe it's not in a neighborhood, but maybe it's out on Lake Chemukla Highway with the New Wallace Lake School or anywhere else. That it doesn't matter. There's nowhere that's designed to handle 400 cars in 45 minutes all of a sudden. So what's the solution for that? We'll come back in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Man. Okay, so lots going on traffic-wise. Certainly a possible sinkhole. This is off Scenic Highway in Whisper Way. This is south of I-10 in Pensacola. It's just on the other side of the Dairy Queen. There's a state-owned parking lot. Possible sinkhole forming. Now, that area is closed off, so you're not going to drive into it by mistake, but just that's what that is. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and 29. Three cars on the side of the road. It seems like maybe rubbernecking is what's slowing it down because it is very, very slow in that area. There was a crash, but this was like 3 hours ago now. 29 southbound, a recent car accident near Archer Road. There's a car in the woods on its side, or at least it was. Emergency vehicles on scene. Traffic is slowed, and the right lane is closed, it looks like at this time. So that's what that is. It looks like Lillian has cleared up there, or I'm sorry, 98's cleared up near Lillian. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in if you would. We appreciate you. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you have noticed some changes with your parents, typically, sometimes it can be aunts and uncles, even brothers and sisters, but as they get older and they're starting to not be able to do as much for themselves, cooking, cleaning, bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting, lots of different things, you might be helping, okay, and it might be starting to get to be too much even for you to help out with. Look, I know nobody wants to recognize this, nobody wants to think about this, but there are better alternatives, and that's why I want you to call my friend John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. You might have been saying to yourself, I've never put my parents in a nursing home. Okay, it's not a nursing home. Assisted living is designed to help the people you care about get the help they need so they can have as independent a life as possible. The challenge is knowing what's the right thing for them, and then once you decide on if that is the level of care they need, then which one? Because there's like 30. Well, he knows all of them. And he can help you find the right fit, you know, help you solve that problem. And there's no cost, okay? No fee whatsoever for using his service. So if this is a situation that you're kind of in and you really kind of don't want to deal with it and don't know who to call, call John. He'll help. 712-0887 for assistedlivinglocators.com. So back to this school traffic issue. And as I said, Sam Parker, Commissioner Parker, was addressing the problem of congestion specifically at Benny Russell and Avalon Middle School. But, you know, this is a universal problem around every school. Is how do you solve this problem? And he says, look, back in the day,
school bus ridership has deteriorated. I don't know. I'm not an expert, and I'm not going to speculate on why. I remember I joke with my kids, and I say, you know, some of the best social experiences I got, whether that be dealing with bullies, as we've heard about, mm-hmm. talking to girls in the back of the bus, hanging out with friends, you know, doing your homework.
Yeah.
The school bus was, I mean, that was the happening place.
And he's right. There's so many socialization benefits and, you know, it just entertainment. And, of course, you can, you know, do your work or whatever. But he says, look, every school has congestion and there's a reason for it.
I don't think there's a school that every morning you don't have a line.
Yeah.
And it's because a lot of these elementary schools are hitting 400-plus car riders.
Amazing.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Absolutely. If a mama wants to take her babies to school or a daddy, then absolutely.
But if everybody's making that choice, right? Like, you know, you go to the grocery store and you want to write a check, okay, maybe that's a good choice for you. But if everybody decides to write a check, all of a sudden nobody's getting out of the grocery store today, right? I mean, it's the same basic issue. You know, traffic is people. You're part of the issue. Your choice to drive your kid to school is having the effect on you and everybody else. And so he says,
if those parents could rally behind, okay, How do we solve this? Well, I guarantee you, bus ridership increases, that equals less cars in the car line. I mean, I feel like I could stake everything I own on that. That's a pretty simple solution.
And that's just physics. If there are fewer cars and more buses or more kids on the buses that don't get used enough that are a publicly provided amenity, right? Now, look, there's an alternative. I mean, there's another side to this. There's a reason why people drive their kids to school, as Stephanie responded.
From a parent standpoint, I also used to ride a bus, but what a lot of parents in our neighborhood or around our neighborhood is going on is kids are having to get up at be at the bus stop at 6:30, 6:45, even sooner, and in the dark. So they're not putting their elementary kids on a school bus that early when in the past couple of years there have been abductions or attempt to have abductions of kids at bus stops. So they're not putting their kids in the dark there.
Which I understand the fear, although statistically your kids are far safer today than they ever were when you were growing up. I mean, the number of abductions by strangers of kids these days is down by at least 2/3 to 3/4 from like when we were kids, you know, back in the 70s or 80s. It just is safer, period, despite what you might
perceive. That is some good news.
Yeah, that really is true. But I get it. You don't want to have the kids out in the dark and you know, fear gets a hold of you and it's hard to talk yourself out of it. Plus,
they also don't want, if they're going to drive their kids to the bus stop, like, back when I was the little kid, the bus stop came literally like for our four houses right there, and then we got on the bus. Like, there wasn't driving. So their thought is, if I have to drive my kid to a bus stop that's over a mile away, I might as well just drive them to the school. If there's all of these abductions, which it is a different time, like it truly is, I'm not gonna sit there and drive a mile and wait with my kid when I can just drive them right to school and then go do errands that we need to do.
And I get that, too. If you're already in the car to take them to the bus stop because it's so far, or because you want to stay and monitor until they actually get on the bus, I get the idea of, well, I'm already in the car. I might as well just take them to school. But that's where the catastrophe happens. Like, that's the problem, is everybody else collectively doing that same exact thing. So 437-1620, do you think that people ought to be more using the bus for their kids? Because listen, there's, God, I hate to say it this way, there's no other solution. We're not going to expand roads and build parking lots and staging areas for car riders just for this problem. I don't think that's a reasonable thing to expect. So this is either we just live with this and move on, you know, or people need to collectively make a little bit different decision with how they get their kids to school. You know, you can widen roads, but widening roads doesn't really solve the problem. I mean, not most places, not most situations. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking of cars, if you need to get work done in your car, especially if you've got an import, BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, nice cars, you pay extra to get them. You do not have to pay extra to service them. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. You don't have to take them to the dealership. Take them to Bobby Likas. They work on these cars all the time. Domestics to diesel engines to, you know, whatever it is, they work on it. Their website is carclinicservice.com, and you can learn more about them there. And their philosophy is kind of represented in that name, like a healthcare clinic for your car. You know, you go to see the doctor every year for a checkup. Go to see them periodically for the routine scheduled maintenance so you can prevent the problem before it's a big one when it's costly and inconvenient. So Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
We are Buck and Ashley Deese, proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coating.
The floor in your garage sees a lot more traffic than any other room in your house.
You may have replaced the carpet and the tile, but what about the garage floor?
Deese Elite Concrete Coatings has the answer with Pentek Industrial Coatings. Their coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy and backed by a 15-year manufacturer's warranty.
Our coatings are slip-resistant, easy to clean, easy on the feet, and 100% antibacterial. And best of all, we can install your floors in just just one day.
There are many applications for our coatings, such as patios, pool decks, driveways, utility rooms, sidewalks, and much, much more.
With amazing selections, Deese Elite Concrete Coatings can help give your floors the makeover they deserve.
Call Ashley at Deese Elite Concrete Coatings for a free estimate today. 850-329-5599. 850-329-5599.
Or visit our website at DeeseEliteCC.com.
Schedule your project today with Deese Elite Concrete Coatings. Your floor is worth it.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The bartender never gets killed.
No, man. The bartender got it worse than anybody.
Steve Buscemi is a small part in that movie, but an essential part.
I forgot,
an essential part.
Sure. He popped up. I'm rewatching Sopranos.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Is he in that? He is.
Oh,
he's in like the whole fifth season. He's my other boyfriend.
All right, Candy, tell him about traffic on the fives.
Okay, there's a lot going on, man. Woodbine and 90 showing an accident. Now, Woodbine is backed up to Manning Feed and Seed this morning. 29 southbound near Archer Road. This is in Cantonment. There was a car. It was in the woods on its side. I don't know if that's still the case. Emergency vehicles around scene. Traffic slowed down. It's down to one lane. The right lane is closed. And a possible sinkhole off Scenic Highway in Whisper Way. This is south of I-10. And it's a possible sinkhole forming in the state-owned parking lot that's just south of Dairy Queen. As I understand, that area is just, it's roped off and everything. You can't go over there. It's closed. So you're not going to drive into it by mistake. But that's something that's happening. Keeping an eye on it. If you have traffic tips, if you would, text them in. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Got a ton of texts on this bus driving. Riding the bus versus the car. Drop off. Somebody says, you know, kids need to walk and ride their bikes, which is something we all did as a kid. Somebody here says it's definitely congested Blue Angels on Dog Track, and there's rumors about an apartment or townhome going up. Yeah, more people, more kids, which is good, you know, but also it's a problem. Somebody here says it's another reason to homeschool. Yeah, avoiding the traffic. Look, I'll tell you, when our kids were in middle school at, been to this school without Brown Barge, and then they came back home. I'm like, well, at least we don't have to drive them anymore, right? Which was, you know, its own unique special problem. Somebody else here says it might be safe in the real world, but it's not safe on social media. And those kids, yeah, no, that's a fair point. 437-1620. Can we get somebody from Chick-fil-A to come in and show schools how to drop and pick up students?
Oh, is that not the truth, man? Chick-fil-A.
You
want to
hire
some
consultants? Yeah.
Chick-fil-A should be president. I mean, they get everything
organized
done.
Things.
Oh, my gosh, they're great.
Somebody says, yes, kids should ride the bus. Somebody says, you should get the neighbors together and carpool. No, that's a good plan, but you got to, really, for that to work, you got to have a bunch of people do it, right? You know, because you could cut the traffic in 3/4 if you could get four kids in a car, basically. Let's see, 437-1620. Oh, the school bus traffic dilemma is definitely a first world problem. I can't imagine this happening in the next 30 countries that come to mind. Also, we don't plan well here, which is the other issue. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
There's some changes coming at X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Elon Musk says they'll be removing headlines from news links and showing only the main image. Musk says that it'll improve website aesthetics. Apparently, it's an effort to cut down on clickbait headlines.
Okay, but how will you know what the topic of the article is if it's just got a picture of Florida or Trump or Angela Merkel?
Well, it'll have the actual text of the news story below it.
Oh. All right, I'm open to the idea. All right, fair enough.
So it'll be interesting to see how well that works out.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, do keep in mind that, like, Facebook is already throttling news sites deliberately because they don't want a revenue share, you know, that they make so much money off of news sites. So that's a thing across social media. We're starting to see that it's harder and harder to sort of get your word out because of that issue. But anyway, we'll be back in a minute with the frivolous topic.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Debate night in America. 8 GOP presidential hopefuls in Milwaukee on Fox. High polling Ron DeSantis at center stage next to Vivek Ramaswamy, both expecting attacks like Nikki Haley's charge that Vivek wants to end the special relationship with Israel.
I said that I would lead Israel to Abraham Accords 2.0, getting Saudi Arabia and Oman and Qatar into that agreement. That will take Israel into a brighter future. That's good for Israel, good for the United States.
Ramaswamy tells Fox, we can learn from Israel's tough on crime and border policies. Frontrunner Donald Trump prepares to surrender for processing at Georgia's Fulton County Jail tomorrow with cameras in the courtroom. His former attorney Rudy Giuliani surrendering today as a co-defendant. India has landed its Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft on the south pole of the moon, making it Earth's fourth space superpower after the U.S., Russia, and China. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. It's 82 degrees right now in Pensacola. A lawsuit's been filed against the former dentist now serving jail time for inappropriately touching an employee and several former patients. A civil lawsuit was filed by the employee that Dr. Charles Stamatolis was convicted of touching, Carolyn West, seeking $100,000 for severe mental and emotional distress. She's asking for a jury trial. Stamatolis was sentenced to 9 months in jail on a battery charge for touching West, another 8 months for inappropriately touching several patients at his dental practice. He potentially faces more jail time as well on a perjury charge stemming from lying about why he left the state and went to Mobile while on pretrial release. He'd reportedly told prosecutors he had an urgent situation involving his son, but later admitted that he had went to Mobile to buy a Porsche. The Escambia County School District asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit that was filed in the midst of the recent book banning controversy that was filed in May by several authors and publishing company Penguin Random House and also free speech group Pan America. In a 36-page motion filed on Monday in Pensacola Federal Court, the school district says it has the authority to decide what books are allowed in schools. The motion goes on to say that while the state does have final authority based on state laws, the school district is not inhibited or prohibited. Has not inhibited or prohibited the author plaintiffs the ability to write, market, or sell their books. Well, curbside recycling is ending in the city of Pensacola in October, and right now city leaders are working to find a new recycling solution.
We're going to find another option. So, you know, that's the most important point here is we're not just going away from recycling and walking away from this. We are urgently looking for an alternative.
And that's Mayor D.C. Reeves, who says that option could include anything from opt-in curbside recycling or the option to have a second garbage collection per week. Whatever the city decides to do, it'll initially be rolled out as a one-year pilot program. Residents in Oak Valley Drive in Escambia County say a damaged culvert is getting worse. They believe it's about time it gets fixed.
Obviously, you know, only one lane of traffic can go through there. We worry when we see a big truck come through there. Is it going to cave the whole thing in? I'm really worried somebody's going to get hurt there.
And that is William Rogers. He talked with Channel 3 about it. The damage, he says, is just getting worse because of the rushing waters. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh says that the county doesn't want to fix the culvert. They've designed a new bridge to replace it instead. The funding for that project is in place. The problem is they haven't been able to find a contractor to do the job. Bergosh says FEMA requires two bids right now. There is not enough competition. Former Congresswoman Debbie Mercarsel Powell joining the race to challenge Senator Rick Scott in 2024, making her the biggest name in the Democrat field so far.
I'm an immigrant, a Latina, a mother, and we made history together. When I became the first South American immigrant ever elected to Congress, I've already fought guys like Rick Scott and beat them.
McCarcel Powell represented Congressional District 26, which includes southern Miami-Dade and the Florida Keys, from 2018 until 2020. In a statement, Senator Scott's campaign says she's a, quote, radical socialist, and South Florida voters booted her out of office the first chance they got. And it is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, like there's a lot going on.
It is. I mean, they're always, when school buses are back on the roads for some reason, I don't know, it just seems like there's more accidents. A possible sinkhole off Scenic Highway. That's the weird thing. It's not even a full moon, I don't think. But it's a Scenic and Whisper Way. This is south of I-10 and south of that Dairy Queen. There is a state-owned parking lot, and there's a possible sinkhole forming. So they're watching that. And they have it roped off. So, again, you're not going to drive into it like, whoops. 29 southbound near Archer Road, there is a car in the woods on its side, or at least there was. They may have gotten it out now, but emergency vehicles on scene. Traffic is slowed. The right lane was closed. That's near Tate School Road as well. Woodbine and 90 showing an accident in Pace, and Woodbine is backed up to the Manning Feed and Seed. And now exit 2 off, off 110. Exit 2 off 110 is backed up. Not sure what's going on, and it's backed up to 110, that whole big exit going on to Cervantes in Pensacola. So be careful there. Be careful wherever you are. As you know, if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can always text it in, and we appreciate that so much. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very hot and humid day today with temperatures near 100 degrees. Feeling much warmer overnight tonight. Temperatures dropping into the 80s. We're going to stay hot as we go into your Thursday. Temperatures near 99 degrees. Feeling much warmer. Thursday night, temperatures dropping back into the 80s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Honto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
You can hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Your money now. The markets are up this morning. The Dow up 64, 17 at 34,353. S&P 500 up 13.97 right now at 44,01.52. The NASDAQ up 46.73 at 13,552.60. Sales of pre-owned homes fell to their lowest level in half a year last month. Financial advisor Winnie Sun giving some perspective on how to navigate for a better rate. The mortgage average has hit the highest level seen in a generation.
Maybe look at a credit union, maybe look at an online bank and see what the rates are. Remember, when getting your mortgage, this is a transaction. It doesn't need to be a long-term relationship. You don't need to love your lender, but you want to make sure you love your rate.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales slowed about 2.2% to an annual rate of 4 million units. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell giving a talk this week on the U.S. economic outlook. Powell delivering a speech this Friday morning from the annual Central Bankers meeting that's happening in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. An alliance of major Hollywood movie studios now offering a new deal to writers in hopes of ending that writer's strike. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers has proposed new terms to the Writers Guild of America. Those terms would include wage increases that those studios say is the highest in 35 years. Now, the alliance also says the deal would include residual pay and a guarantee for written material produced by artificial intelligence not being considered as literary material. It's 8:41. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, so we talked about this a little earlier in the show, that there is a recent kind of a study survey out that shows that one of the most common things that winds up being bad for kids is when you're tossing them up in the air. You know, when kids are really young, you know, 1, 2 years old, past the point where they can hold their neck up. Don't toss them before that. But toss them up in the air and not checking to make sure there's not an operational ceiling fan. 2,300 kids a year go to the ER. Because parents don't realize and threw them up into the ceiling fan. And, you know, most of these are non-fatal, thank goodness. But, you know, serious injuries, scalp injuries, whatever. You know, I kind of wonder, is it because you threw them up and they hit the fan or because they came down not in your hands because they got pushed? You know, not to be morose about it, but, I mean, I'm sure that's true, too. So, 2,300
He's been acting
year.
That out all morning.
Yeah.
I just feel like
so, no, but, like, this is, you look at it, oh,
yeah,
you know. But, okay, so that's the ones who go to the ER. How many didn't even go to the ER? You know, 4 or 5 times as many at least who probably just,
yeah,
oh,
sure.
They're fine, you know, walk it off, rub some dirt in it. Okay, but that leads me to my question.
Yeah.
Okay, 437-1620. What's something dangerous, risky, or however you want to characterize it, that you do with your kids that, or maybe that you was done with you, or that, you know, you did as a kid that maybe people don't do as much anymore? Because I know some people, you know, when you throw a kid up in the air, some people are like, oh, be careful. I'm like, I am going to throw my kid up in the air. They love it.
Yeah.
We have a good time. And I catch them at least 80% of the time. I mean, so it's fine. That's how
you
teach
go.
A kid.
You
know,
That's
be responsible
right.
for yourself. No, so 437-1620. Be prepared to land at all times. 437-1620. What's something that, I don't know, you either did with your kids or do with your kids or were done with you like as a kid that's a little bit more dangerous or risky that people are like, oh, I don't know if you should do that anymore. I'm sure we have good answers to this. 437-1620, Candy.
I have two, and I don't have children, but slip and slide.
Oh, yes.
Which are awesome.
Until there's a stick underneath it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I could see how that would be a thing. Also,
always terrified
like,
me.
I'm telling you, once you're older, you're like, I'm just going to break all of my bones
That's
in
right.
my neck. You do that from stretching anyway. And the other thing, there was a game called Jarts.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
You know
Jarts
what I'm talking about?
Jarts is the thing, baby.
Okay, they
unsafe and wonderful.
Right. Well, and it was, right. And Okay, they're about the size of an egg carton, and they're a dart. They're lawn darts, and you're supposed to put them in the hole, kind of like horseshoes.
It's
but
a metal spike of death with
yeah,
wings.
Yeah, like
you can...
I'm not going to shoot it at my nephews Absolutely. And niece, who are like my little brothers and sisters because we all live together and the same age. But
or if you're like me
dude,
at the backyard wedding reception, you just decide to throw it as hard as you can up into the air and see what happens.
Where were you in my life 30, 40 years ago? I mean, I'm 29, but yeah, dude, it was like World War II in Black River, New York, every day.
And you can't buy them anymore. They make ones that have like little bean bags on the end or something. That's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said that's good, and he shot me the stink eye.
All right, 437-1620. What do we got here?
There's a bunch. Yeah, these are all great.
Let's see. That's a different topic. Okay. My dad taught me firearm safety and power tool safety before I was old enough to even remember the lessons. Oh, good note. Yeah.
That's great.
If I were better with doing that kind of stuff, I would do more of that teaching. I know the one that's interesting to me is I had a hunting knife. My dad and I would go fishing and camping and stuff. I mean, I had a, 4-inch long good hunting knife when I was like, I don't know, 6, something like that. And I don't think that's as common anymore. I think that's a useful thing for a kid to know how to have one. Mm-hmm. I let him drink from a garden hose. Oh, yes, the garden hose.
Right.
Although, do remember, run the water for a minute first.
Yes, you don't burn your mouth.
Because that boiling water that's been breaking in that hose all day is a problem. So somebody here says, I started my kids driving on the road at age 10, rural country roads, but still public roads. Lawn darts were so good. Yes, the jarts are the wonderful thing. Playing outside. Kids today don't spend nearly enough time discovering what can be done outside. Their head is in their phone or their face is in their phone. So true. And look, it might sound like a cliche. You know, your parents always made the joke, like we'd walk uphill to school both ways in the snow, so deep you had to walk on the fence post, that kind of thing.
Yes.
But kids these days, we really did play outside. We really did get the rule of here's your bike, you didn't take a water bottle with you. You were okay. Come back at dinner. When the lights come on, be home, right? You come before dinner and then they'd go out again. And we'd play for hours and hours outside in the neighborhood with other kids, and it was fine. It was good. And sometimes you'd break a bone, and it was fine. That's just what happens. Like we had we lived in one of our houses in Oregon. Across the street, there was like a construction dirt pile, and the neighborhood kids would play there. What great fun for them.
Wasn't the best, or going to the dump.
That's right. One day, one of my sons stepped on a nail. Okay, that happens. So? I mean, that's just...
And he still has both feet.
That's right.
I've met your kids. Yeah.
That's the stuff that happens. All right, Candy, tell them about traffic.
Man. Okay, as we take a look, there's a lot going on. Exit 2 off 110 is backed up to 110. It's that big, long exit that goes to Cervantes. Not sure what's going on there. Be careful. Woodbine and 90 showing an accident. Woodbine is backed up to Manning Feed and Cedar, at least was just a little bit earlier. That's in Pace. 29 southbound near Archer Road in Cantonment. There was a car in the woods on its side. Emergency vehicles on scene. Traffic is slowed. Right lane is closed. And a possible sinkhole to top all of this off of Scenic Highway and Whisper Way. Now, this is south of I-10 on Scenic Highway. And south of the Dairy Queen, there is that state-owned parking lot. It is closed due to a possible sinkhole forming, and they have it roped off.
I think
at
this point, legally, we have to call it an alleged sinkhole.
An alleged sinkhole. I know.
For legal reasons.
Well, I came in this morning. It's like, man, what else could go wrong in Pensacola? What is that? Nothing could happen today, do we? It's a great day. You have the John C. Reilly movie. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. These are great answers coming
in. We'll get to that in a second. We got a new advertiser on the show. It's ProHealth Florida. Female-owned local company, more than 35 years, 7 locations, Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit Boulevard, Pensacola on College Parkway by the Sam's Club, Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger. And here's what they have is basically, care for you, primary and urgent care. You can walk in from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday and also Saturday at the Pensacola location by the Sam's Club. They'll do lab work. They'll do, drug screens and drug testing. They'll do weight loss programs. And if you don't have insurance, they've got a deal for you. You don't have to have insurance to go there, okay? But if you want a plan that is an alternative, medical membership, $45 a month. You get unlimited primary care visits, no copay, teledoc, annual physical, just all kinds of stuff. So if any of that appeals to you, sounds interesting, either go by in person or check them out online at ProHealthFL.com. Yeah, tons of texts coming in here. Let's see. Somebody says, as a kid, virtually no life activity involved a helmet. That's true. You skateboarded, you bicycled. We didn't didn't have helmets. It worked out okay.
That is true. Yeah, that's wild.
Somebody says, you know, let them walk to school. Kids need to learn how to accomplish things and feel pride and survive and take care of themselves and, you know, be big kids. You know, that's how you learn this stuff. If you coddle them all the time, guess what you get? You get kids who stay in the basement until they're 30. Let's see. We would roll down our high hills in the cow pasture in a 55-gallon drum. Fun until you hit a stump or a tree.
Right, right.
But you learn to aim. Somebody here says riding three-wheelers. Oh, man, yes.
Three-wheelers were the best.
Because they always tip over. Telling your kids to lick a frozen metal pole. Nice.
I know. Is that my father?
A little hazing there. Slingshotting. Yeah. A kid on a float behind a boat at more than 30 miles an hour and watching them skip across the water. He had a life vest on, so he floated. That's right.
My husband has stories like that. I'm like, oh my gosh, how are you and Don alive?
Oh my goodness. Andrew said water bottle. It amazes me that almost every person on the face of the planet thinks that you will die if you don't have a water bottle in your hand or don't have water every 13 and a half seconds. That's true. Plus, when we were kids, we didn't have water bottles.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't exist yet.
Right,
really,
right.
Right? Let's see. All three of my kids as well, three grandkids have scars because of me. Oh, that's good parenting. That really is. And you say, wow, that's so, no, genuinely, kids need to get hurt. They need to get hurt. They need to learn the limits of what is dangerous, what is not, you know, what is play, what is real harm. I mean, those are important things for them to learn and to learn how to handle little pain and learn how to do a little first aid. I mean, you know, that's important stuff for kids to learn. 437-1620. There was one other one I was going to just show. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, BB guns, bottle rockets,
oh, yeah.
You know, all of that stuff. And also, what we did with our kids a lot was, like, you know, you throw them around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, throw them up. Don't
not
without
the ceiling fan.
Right.
Yeah.
Blanket rides.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I would hold one side. My wife would hold the other, and we rock them back and forth, and then we flip them up like doing a trampoline thing. That was great fun.
Oh,
they loved that.
That's cool.
Biking down the hill, you know, biking generally and biking down the hill and jumping off of hills and making construction mm-hmm. things to jump. Just
oh,
all
sure.
of
like
that
Napoleon
stuff.
Dynamite.
Yeah, well, you know, but even so, there he learned.
He did.
You
know, yeah,
don't land that way. That's an unpleasant way to land off of a bike. 437-1620. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, look, Christina Leavenworth is just a great resource. Like, I always think, like, if we'd have had her buying our first home, and every home since, you know, it would have been super awesome because she would just, you know, kind of guide us through the process, answer the questions, make sure that everything gets taken care of, make sure that we're not getting taken advantage of, like all of that stuff. She's just great at it. 230 homes sold last year, and she loves to meet new people. She wants to do more. I don't understand how it's possible, but she does. High attention to individualized customer service and a massive number of homes that she sells and helps people buy every single year. So if you're thinking about it and just kind of want some input, give her a call. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group, KC and the Sunshine Band. Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. Celebrating 50 years of making booty shake.
Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Booty.
Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
Join Sonia Duckett with Chill Out Cryo Spa tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how tomorrow at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, if you're looking for that next vehicle, trying to decide, you know, what do we do, or even asking, like, is now the time? And I can understand that, but here, I have a little tester question. This is how you know it's time. You love your car? If you answer yes or mostly, keep your car. No need to change. But if you're like, like, you know, it could be time in that relationship for you to make a switch, right? And so, because you should love your car. You should at least like it. I mean, if you're enduring your car, you deserve better. I mean, you do. You deserve to enjoy it. You're in it enough, right? Listening to me or getting to work or dropping the kids off or whatever you're doing, you should enjoy your car. Go to Frontier Motors and check out what they've got. They've got cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, wide selection, 300 or so on the lot at any moment. So try several different ones, you know, several different makes and models and different features, and, you know, get what you want and find out what's available and what the price might be and just make an adult decision from there. But they are a great place to start, kind of a buffet of great quality used cars right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. For more than 25 years, Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Pensacola is the way to beach, and now you have a chance to share our slice of paradise with friends and family. Visit Pensacola invites you to share the sunshine and enter friends and family at visitpensacola.com/share for a chance to win a Pensacola vacation for two, including airfare and accommodations. Just imagine spending time with the ones you love, enjoying all the ways to beach in Pensacola. And if they win, you get a cool swag bag full of Visit Pensacola goodies. Enter today at visitpensacola.com/share.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But I don't like her.
Don't like her? What's wrong with her? She's beautiful, she's rich, she's got huge tracts of land.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight.
Cancel this song.
Good.
Oh, come on.
This song is so sexist. It's called Fat Bottom Girls.
It's not sexist. It's sexy.
Yeah. Fine line between clever and stupid. God, I love that song.
6:56.
I'm used to bicycle six. Coming right after.
8:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I guess I do. And the only thing, like, everything is cleared up. That's the good news, except for this possible sinkhole off Scenic Highway in Whisper Way. This is south of I-10. Possible sinkhole formed in that state-owned parking lot that's just kind of south of Dairy Queen, where people can park and get rides from other people. And anyway, be careful.
You know, the more you talk about this, the more I feel like you're daring people.
I don't want anybody to find it. I just want to, like, if I heard sinkhole, Scenic Highway.
Find out how
like,
it
when
is.
I read that, I'm like, oh my gosh. It's just, yeah. Like, but anyway, that's where it is. Be careful. Don't go near there. It is closed off. 437-1620. Thanks, Andrew. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's 8:57. News Radio 92.3.
Way to go to me when I'm trying to blow my nose over here.
Okay, excuse me. I'll just make stuff up. Everybody be careful.
I'll just lie about it. Oh, yeah. I had a cough.
Wow. I'm so glad I got the cords to put all that together for two sound bites.
I'm just in the mood today. Hey, good. If you got a plumbing issue of any kind, leak, drip, what? I don't know. Plumbing, you know, stuff that's going on in your house.
Cool.
Call Barbary Plumbing. They'll take care of you. They can, you know, if you need like a flash water here, they can do something like that. If you got a, you know, a leak or some problem, they can take care of it by flat rate pricing, not by the job or not by the hour, but by the job. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. We got a debate tonight. Where is this debate supposed to be taking place?
I think Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name? Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
The good land. Alice Cooper.
That's right. So I think, you know, it's an appropriate place for them to have a discussion about the future of the country and who can be the most socialist.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Milwaukee is the fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected three socialist mayors.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
I'm not surprised. Alice Cooper's
bucks,
a smart
10
dude.
Bucks says somebody tries to bring out the Wayne's World tonight on the debate stage, and it would probably be Vivek Ramaswamy.
I really like him.
I do, too.
I mean, he just seems like a likable guy.
I don't think he's got any chance of being president, but he's...
He's president of my heart.
He's the guy I want to listen to debate.
Yeah, me too. Right, I want to hear him and Chris Christie.
So future news, who does the best tonight? Who has the biggest positive showing?
God, I'm going to say DeSantis.
Yeah.
I like DeSantis, too. I love... DeSantis.
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. But I think Vivek is going to be the guy who's going to benefit
the
most
from all
this.
I think so, too. I really like him. I like everybody.
Will people obey the rule not to go over to Hobo Beach now that it's going to be a dredge site?
I hope so, but no.
I think that people go where they go. We'll see how enforcement is.
Sinkhole, dude.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.